Right here.
Rosie is recorded wrong. Okay. Okay, then I will go ahead and call the utility board meeting to order. It's 7:35 a.m. And roll call.
Weigold.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. So we're meeting today to discuss a hiring in the electric department. Obviously, with Sean moving from supervisor up to superintendent, it leaves a vacancy. And I know in the past we've had some internal discussion about maybe going from two supervisors to one supervisor. And I know as Sean and Beth kind of talked about some different things, they kind of decided in some way, shape, or form that maybe we need to stick with the current model. So I'll turn it over to you guys and let you discuss that a little bit more. And I'm sure Board of Works will have some questions as to, you know, why kind of the change of course and you know, the needs of that position. So
first of all, I wouldn't say it's a change of course.
Continuing
what we've been doing that's been working for the last 2-3 years. We've been very blessed to have Ron Goldmeyer on staff. You know, he knows the lines better than anybody else. He had a passion for learning the lines, and that's been a true blessing for the department. Where it's hurt the department is it's kind of left a lot of the other guys in the dark, you know, because the information doesn't always get spread around, and when one guy is controlling all the aspects of the department, the rest of them kind of just do what they're told to do instead of trying to learn stuff, you know, for themselves sometimes. But basically my point is this, that Ron Goldmeyer was the loan supervisor for a while. And with Ron knowing what he knows about our system and how it works, Ron Goldmeyer wasn't able to do it by himself. And I don't feel like we have anybody with 30-some years of knowledge and experience like Ron on staff right now. So, you know, if we couldn't expect Ron Goldmeyer to do it, I don't know if we can expect anyone else to be able to do it. And that's my point, is at this juncture, I don't think we are ready to move forward to the single supervisor. Not saying that that's not going to happen, because I can see us getting there, but I don't think we have anybody right now that can step in and be that one supervisor, because if we ask Ron Goldmeyer to do it, he's going to step down. He's already acknowledged that. He's not interested in doing that anymore. He said, you know, there's not enough time in the day, there's too many questions going around, and too many things going on for him to do it by himself now. My thought, and what Beth and I have talked about, and talking to the mayor a little bit, is let's continue what we're doing now and just replace me as we've been doing for the last 3 years or whatever, and let's work our way towards this single supervisor thing by incorporating other responsibilities to other departments and to other individuals, instead of just throwing one individual up there right now and saying, there you are, and, you know, have at it. Whereas, you know, I've been running myself kind of ragged the last couple weeks, and I think my guys are kind of paying for it, because I can't be out there planning jobs and meeting with customers and getting jobs engineered, and then at the same time trying to answer the phone in the front office and the back office and stuff like that. It's just too much for one person to do consistently, I believe, because we try it. And the goal should be is let's try to get another individual in here and start getting him trained. You know, another supervisor can work next to Ron. Start getting him trained into where he can start taking over some of the things that Ron's doing. And once we get that to a certain point, I think the transition will be a lot simpler. It'd be, okay, you've learned all this information, you know what you're doing now, Ron's ready to retire in a couple of years. Now, when Ron retires, hopefully at that point, we can go to the single supervisor system at that point, when Ron retires, and he's ready, you know, he's passed on what he can pass on, when he can, you know, as much information as he can. I just think that gives our next supervisor a good opportunity to have a good grasp on our system and you know, the requirements of that position.
Gentlemen, are you looking to create a supervisor within and then maybe hire somebody like a lineman to come in, or are you looking to hire a supervisor from outside?
What we've done is, as talking with the mayor, we've kind of gone with this, what he called the two-pronged approach, where we're going to interview and see what we have from within and see who's interested, and we're also taking applications from outside to see. You never know, there might be somebody out there that's very qualified and ready just to lead a department. You know, it's going to be hard, and I have all the numbers here, and I don't even want to bring them up because it'll really lead us down another conversation we don't want to have right now. But it's hard to get somebody from outside in because they're making, you know, just working as a lineman somewhere else, they're probably making $37-$38 an hour, which is more than, you know, we can pay them here, and that's just the fact. You know, there's nothing we can do about that at this point. But maybe there is somebody willing to take a little bit less to have the opportunity to lead a department. You know, or maybe there's, you know, a lineman out there that, you know, just is looking to get ahead, and where they're at, they're pretty much stuck, you know. So that's why we decided between the three of us that, you know, the two-pronged approach might be the best way to go. Let's see what we have internally, see who's interested, and then see what we have apply, and then consider the best candidate for the job.
Can you do two things for me? First and foremost, do you guys have a timeline for the transition to a single supervisor? That's the first question. The second question would be, can you describe the difference between the two supervisors and what they do?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the timeline would be within 2 years. Ron Gallmeyer says, and you can't time down, and I don't blame him. He'd like to be retired within 2 years. Now, he said, you know, you try to stick the single supervisor thing on me, I'll be retired within 2 months. But within 2 years, I think Ron will be retired. And he's already got another job lined up and this and that. So, you know, who knows? He could walk out of here at any point. Probably he wouldn't walk out, but he could retire at any point. Secondly, right now we have the two departments because we are getting more and more involved in technology and our meter and mapping. Things like that have evolved quite a bit. There's quite a bit to be learned. There's quite a bit to be done to move us into last generation's technology to be a frame. So with our meters, you know, we just finally went for the 3D read a couple years ago, you know, and so, and now we're doing more of our three-phase meters. You know, one of my goals as superintendent is to get our three-phase meter all the same radio read programmed. So that'll cut our reading time down again. And one of my other goals is to get all of our billing done through the same program to eliminate some of this redundancy in our billing process and chances for errors and this and that. So that's kind of the technical aspect of the meter reading, things like that. Now, the construction supervisor, last year we replaced 50-some poles that tested bad on our country line. That's where the construction supervisor sits. He's responsible for getting all the poles tested. Anything out there that needs repair falls under the construction supervisor. And basically, yeah, like I said, last year there was over 50 poles. There was, I don't remember, I can't think off the top of my head how many new services and upgrades and things like that. That falls under the construction supervisor's responsibilities. That's basically what I've been doing.
Staff of the guys broke up between the two supervisors?
They are broke up right now. I've been trying to get them integrated with each other a little more lately. I've been sending some of my guys out with them and some of their guys with us and trying to get a little better job of getting the guys annually, I guess, or matched together a little more often.
How many guys work under you and how many guys work under?
Right now, technical position and less of management of bodies. So have the operations supervisor working on this new AES technology where we're monitoring usage of our, you know, that CNR plating just took up, Moses is now taking up, and I'd like to give him maybe one guy, and he can take this guy and you can, you know, do all his meter changes and have a guy there with you in our line of field. You don't do hardly anything without somebody with just the safety aspect of it. So have him with this one guy, and then that will leave us two crews for the construction supervisor to kind of send to different projects. And, you know, operations also includes all of our light maintenance, you know, street lights, safety lights, includes our road gates. It includes, you know, road gates take up quite a bit of time in our current setup, so. And that's, you know, but it would take up considerably more time if we didn't have somebody that already knew the line for it before they even got the line, you know. And that's what Ron saved us a lot of time and money, I think. Because before he even gets there, he knows where that line was in and where that rock was going to go around to where the old tree was. And so that saved us a lot of time there. But with Ron retiring, you know, we're going to this new mapping, and that's why. Because when he retires, that information will go away.
Well, that was one of my questions. Kind of put us in a bubble here with one guy.
Yeah, and that's...
And the mapping is going to be able to recover and store a lot of that knowledge, but we all know you'll never replace the guys who've been here for 30 years. And I respect that. I mean, I understand that. And that the mapping is just to me one piece of the puzzle. They don't retain all of that.
Whereas our old mapping, we could put it on paper, but what if we just align on a piece of paper, now we can attach the information to it, click on that line of intelligence when I was put in, about that tree up there, about, you know.
Would it be a situation where after we get the mapping in place, that's kind of one of Ron's main jobs, is to go with Brad or go with whoever and map the whole lines and everything that he knows, so basically just downloading the stuff that's in his brain onto this mapping system.
I have, we have the new laptop coming.
Is that like the tough book or whatever it's called?
Yeah, with the markup capabilities. And I've sat down with Brad and Ron and said, listen, you know, when we get this, one of my goals is to get out there and get all these lines put on this laptop as quickly as possible, because it's important for me to have everything accurate and everything mapped.
Yeah.
And I think it'll save us money and time just having everything on there. And this, I, you know, just like yesterday, I get a call, we had a new service. I was able to sit there in my office and pull up the new maps, because we got every map installed on our laptop and such, and see the area, see the pole, what number it is, what size the transformer was on the pole. I didn't have to drive out to the scene, out to the site, job site. I sat there on that laptop, I typed up all my locates, you know, I went through my permit stuff, got everything accomplished, and I didn't have to leave the office. And whereas before, that was at least one or two trips out there to look at it, you know. So, the mapping, I think, is going to be huge.
Well, it's something that, going back to something you were talking about integrating the two. We'll use the term silos together, you know, construction and operations. There is a clear delineation of mentality and attitude between those two groups, and so I think it's a good thing that we're starting to integrate, and so
it is
work
a good thing
together.
At the same time, it's a challenge.
Sure.
I know for my guys, because there is that difference in attitude. Mm-hmm. And my guys know, you know, that I've taught them that, you know, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, do as good a job as you can, and I expect this from you. And they're all very good, you know, mm-hmm. being respectful of me and not, you know, stepping outside of the boundaries. Whereas sometimes when they get together, they, you know, that's when, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes by default that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got a boss, you got a boss, my boss tells me, I can't listen to you because you're my boss.
Yeah.
And so I understand how that comes into play. But does the knowledge and training differ between the different groups?
Right now, the knowledge is definitely different, I would say. Training, I offer training to everyone, you know. We have these trainings that pop up, and I offer to everybody out there. Right now, it seems like the guys on my side, they are far more open to accept the training. And that's, you know, that's a personal decision. Now, another one of my goals down the road is I want there to be continued education in our department. I don't want it to turn into, no disrespect to them, but the police department, where once you get in, you get tested, you're good for the rest of your life. You know, you can do whatever you want. Kids struggle with that too, you know. I want there to be something, some sort of requirement every year, some sort of education you have to obtain every year. You know, go to a class, because I can go to the same class that I went to 2 years ago, the same, very same class, you know, say it's substation maintenance. And I'll go back 2 years from now, and it'll be completely different. And now I'll be involved. And that's what I keep telling you. You can't just rest on the board that you already have the training. I got this piece of paper because I'm like that. You have to continue to evolve. That's another one of my goals, to do that, keep our guys involved in this education process. But,
so today, you're saying some of the training is more of an option than a requirement?
Yes.
Job description.
Yes. And right now, additional training, and to be perfectly honest, the reason why I'm sitting here today, I believe, is because when this training was made available and no one else wanted to go, I raised my hand. I would take any information, you know, I would take any training you want to offer me, just because I felt it was a valuable tool, you know.
And that's consistent with about all of our department heads.
Yeah.
The ones that took the opportunities to train, the ones that stepped up to the plate when no one else would. So that is very consistent.
Yeah, and that's, right. And I've seen that. Yeah.
You got some people that are comfortable in their position, and or have a personality that is, I work with all those guys,
yeah.
So I have an idea of, you know, some of the personalities that you're dealing with. So it will be a challenge to implement, but at the same time, you have to do it with old or.
Well, to me, there's core training, which is part of the job, the safety aspect, because we're accountable and liable for all of that. And then there is continued education. The education is on our time. I mean, you have, I mean, that's no different between the schedule to go over on a trencher or schedule to go. Yeah. And that, to me, that's part of that thing. I know that you want to help culture change. Okay. So you've got your hands full.
I do. But
and again, it's not that we've done anything bad or wrong.
Right.
It's just we're trying to change the mentality. And when you have two supervisors, it's just human nature. My team, your team.
And I think by changing the landscape of it, by letting the operations supervisor have one guy most days, that puts everybody else together in a pool. All right, and now we're all mingling, and now we're doing this job. Yeah, personalities clash. That's why they're separated pretty much right now. Personalities do clash, and we have some that don't appreciate, you know, sometimes what they have here at the city, and we have others that understand that, you know, we have some things that are, you know, the other departments and other people do not have. And so that's where we kind of butt heads right now. And like I said, we put them all together and just one guy goes with the operations supervisor who's responsible for all the upgrading of technologies and this and that. The other are all working together, hopefully, while keeping an eye on them, the negativity will decrease and you give them a little pride back in their work. And that's what I've always told the guys before, is have a little pride in what you're doing and that negativity will go away. I mean,
is there another employee looking to retire?
Yeah, and we can't get anything confirmed from them, but the rumors going through are that in September, Steve Schmidt will be retiring. I think he's told other people that he'd like, you know, just to walk in one day and give me the finger and walk out. And that's fine.
But that's not the case.
Yeah, and that's fine.
But it wouldn't surprise any of us.
No, it wouldn't.
That's just, yeah. He's just.
Answering yours.
Yeah, it's a cumulative of many years. So.
Yeah, and it's entitlement. I don't know where they got the entitlement, but they've been given it. We've changed it a little bit. It's gotten better, but you can't just eliminate that if that's his personality trait.
I'm trying to. I mean, to continue on with two supervisors and trying to help the new culture, you're trying to get two supervisors, no matter what, will still identify my group, your group. Is there a way? Do you have like work leaders or foremen?
We do not.
Okay.
That's what the supervisor is for, to once they get the job arranged, to be there with them to help solve the problems of the job. So if we're digging up and we find a sewer line, okay, do we need to go under it? Do we need to go over it? Well, one guy wants to go over it, one guy wants to go under it. Supervise the job and say, okay, let's do this.
But what I'll throw it out for thought is, by structure, by title, Ron could be the supervisor. This new person could be called something else. And let him report about him, kind of tear up to Ron, and then he could be the candidate to replace Ron going forward. But that from a group of six people, there's one supervisor.
Well, something I was kind of thinking as Sean was talking was, you know, if the thought is, if one of the main thoughts is to take Ron and a person, whoever that person is, and basically have them go out and do a lot of what you're talking about the mapping or about the electronic stuff or whatever the case may be, but. If that kind of the goal or the plan, I almost wonder if maybe Ron is not, maybe Ron isn't necessarily titled a supervisor anymore, but if he's focused on a specific project, if him and another person, and then you have the supervisor over the six people, if you will. So you still have Ron, you still have all of his information, but maybe he's not necessarily the supervisor, but his focus is the special project area, if you will.
Over on the engineering / construction side of the house.
And I mean, I guess I
don't know. I don't want your thoughts on it.
Well, and, you know, as doing this job I've been doing now, the supervisor position for almost 3 years now, I've learned that there's a lot more just showing up to a job site than what anybody realizes. And what I'm trying to avoid is for every job to not have to revolve around one supervisor to make sure all the locates, permits, permissions, easements, everything is done for every single job and all the materials are. I see it's an overload because right now what Ron is still answering a lot of questions. All right, so he calls in and says, we got a line going over this bridge over. Stop and go out and look at the project and call the guy and get on the phone. You're looking at a couple of 3 hours, you know, discussion and this and that. Whereas if you got just one supervisor who's trying to get everything planned for the next 3 days, it really, I think your guys pay for it, because that's what's happening right now with me and my position. Is I'm trying to keep my guys busy and keep our jobs going.
Does remain quote unquote a supervisor, and he's still able to do these kind of things, and that basically it's a shift of how we do business, I guess. And so maybe we still hire the construction superintendent. Sounds like what you're asking for is hire the construction superintendent, or excuse me, supervisor, who will be over kind of the guys themselves. But Ron, still being a supervisor, can jump over and can assist in that realm, but kind of his main focus is going to be this project, this mapping, that kind of stuff.
I mean, there's a lot of merit to that. How about just a little twist to that, maybe absorb some of his knowledge in GIS. So I'm just saying, I'm throwing.
You're looking at the chart, basically.
Right. But that's, people look at charts, mm-hmm. and employees look at charts, and they want to lose my points. And if you can get to tear it up to one person, all six of them, now all six of them know that I can get direction from one person. Your cross trading is good, but they still have two bosses.
Is there a difference between when you do take over, what you do, what Larry does versus what you're going to do?
Yes, there's going to be a huge difference, but it's nothing that's going to transition from what I'm doing now.
Any of this stuff.
It's stuff that I would like to do above and beyond what Larry was doing, you know, by getting into the schools, by getting into the businesses, by getting our, the Columbia City Learning Departments being out there and, you know, educating our kids on safety and usage and all that, and then meeting with the customers and seeing what we can do, you know, if there's anything we can do to continue to be a good provider of electricity. Stuff like that Larry didn't do, that nobody's really doing now, just being kind of additional things. Now, the biggest hang up I have, and we've had this discussion, and this is, I even hate saying it, but who do we have right now that we can put in this position? You're talking about that can run a job, run guys, run a company. I mean, we have nobody in our department right now for that position. I'll be perfectly frank. We have nobody prepared for that.
Well, I think we're just brainstorming.
Yeah.
And so try to understand that we're not saying we want this to happen tomorrow, but I think until you test the waters, you know, get the applications, do the reviews, that could change how you, you know, 30 days from now, you may have a different opinion based upon what you got in front of
them. And that was a fun part too. Let's keep the system we have now. If we get that one standout candidate that just blows us away, okay, we can transition now to one man, to a single supervisor, and job importance and just run jobs. I think that's what we're looking for. I'm looking for that. And I had people interested that would have been that candidate. Start talking to them about hourly wage and vacation. You know, our vacation schedule is good, but they're somewhere else getting 4 weeks of vacation, making $37 to $40 an hour. When they start here, we don't have a program where we can say, okay, let's bring you in and start you with your 4 weeks that you have over there. We can't compete with them that way.
Well, again, I think you're that's always a debate of people who want security and longevity. Means a lot more than the 4 weeks vacation and $35 an hour. Is there two different categories? Sure is. Okay. But I think until we, like I said, take a test of waters with today's economy and downsizing going on, the unemployment is greater than there is. There's some good candidates out there that may or may be interested, but it depends how far you go looking, how broad you things that have the opportunity. And today's best practice from a supervisor to supervise three people is pretty rare. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think.
And I'm just trying to put it in relationship to private sectors, people who pay the, you know, the people who look at us and say, you got two supervisors for six people plus a superintendent. It's a little top-down. When you look at the structure, okay, not saying we did anything wrong or bad. We did what we needed to do to make to be productive. But
I think the word supervisor, if they were a foreman.
Yeah, foreman. I'm just looking for, if they tier the one person.
Yeah, I didn't get one.
Correct.
Because
but I think that's where you're getting
that one. You know, that's a logical conclusion, but on every job site, pretty much every job site, when I can be, and we're working right alongside these guys, so it's not like we're excluded from the workforce, but that gives us that okay, who's in charge here on every job, and that's what you know, we kind of run.
I think we got to look at the size of our workforce too, you know, in a bigger environment. Obviously, I think that works a lot better right way to do it. But we also have a workforce that has a lot of different situations going on. And I don't know, I kind of like where he's going with his idea. But I also understand where the folks come from.
Sean, I'm here to support you in this position. Not here to make a difficult, but I think this is why we have these meetings. We can talk pretty openly about it. I'm going through some of that same culture change because I've been a project manager for 15 years as just a project manager. There's times when a project manager gets to and we've been able to identify what's an asphalt job versus a concrete job. Correlation is an asphalt job is I get a work order, the guys look at it, or Sean looks at it, or Rob looks at it and says, I don't need to look at this. Your guys will take care of it, let me know when you're done. I'll look at the next order. Yeah, I'm going to meet you. Yeah, I'm going to meet you, all that stuff. And the goal is to empower people out there to do the work and let them make the decisions, or if they run into a problem, to kind of give them those opportunities. I'm not saying that's what we're doing today or not doing. I'm just giving you an example of what we're going through the culture change is to let we hire qualified people, pay them a good wage, that's been on the job for many years. They should be able to take those asphalt jobs and when they're all done, have a product that they can be proud of.
We can definitely start a bit.
What is the electric department's ultimate way?
If you forget what your way is, my way is, they both make it right, but you know, you're going from two to left, I'm going around a circle, you know, we're both getting the same spot.
Well, I was just going to say, what Walt was talking about is, if you remember back, is exactly what we did in the fire department. We had three different shifts, and nobody specifically was in charge of that in that shift. So if you remember, we took the captains that we basically already had and just made them in charge. So if the floor was left dirty, it was their butt that was getting chewed. If the truck wasn't cleaned off, or if, you know, if they didn't respond to a run quick enough time, or whatever the case may be, we set it up so that there was somebody in charge in each of those areas. And you know, I think what Walt's saying has a lot of validity to it, the fact that, you know, it's definitely a change in style. I mean, between you and Ron have very, very different styles in how you run your stuff. And Ron is very, very hands-on and wants to be down, we'll say, in the trench, but you know what I'm saying, with the guys. Whereas you feel comfortable with your guys that you can say, here's the job, I don't need to be there, go do it, come back and let me know how it went, or if you have questions, let me know. You know, and so I think you have two competing styles that have, over the years, you know, we've kind of come to this point where those two styles are now kind of, I won't say clashing, because I don't think there's necessarily clashing happening, but it is a change of thought, it is a change of style, and that's, I think that's why we kind of have, that's why we're having this discussion, you know.
So maybe, I think I've taken your suggestion. Let's test the waters and see. Let's see what we get, and then that may change our mindset for a follow-up discussion based upon the qualified people or candidates. And if it takes 2 years to make that transition,
okay. I guess my thought is, you know, when we've thought about this simple supervisor system, I developed that system.
Yeah.
So I did it in thinking.
Makes a huge difference in their respect. You know, saying, hey, you know, if he's not so good, get ready.
understand this, the structure of our organization. Take the police chief. How many people does he supervise? How many is he accountable?
Yeah,
under total.
Yeah. Okay. And so if you go by department and look at the ratios,
right.
Okay.
And I think
that's where I'm coming from, is it's being seen by the peers. You know, instead of addressing the problem, sometimes we put a band-aid. Okay. And so if I have a superintendent and two supervisors that I pay $100,000 a year to manage six employees who make less than that, those are the things that you visually see from your peers and other people around. I'm not saying it has nothing to do with performance or production, but in the business world, that's top heavy.
Yeah. And that's, I was the fourth highest paid guy in the department last year, but it was overtime and everything.
Right.
I think, eventually we're going to get a discussion on where the department falls in. Whether this one utility board is going to be a good idea to move forward, whether we need to have a liquor board. I've had some good conversation with Mr. Roger about what they've had to do, because we're not plowing snow.
Are you saying to have an electric utility board specifically, or are you talking about having
just utility board governs the utilities, mm-hmm. other than the electric, which has its own electric utility board. That's the way a lot of communities are going through now, because of what we're running into right now. Our superintendent's tied in with all the other superintendents. Our supervisors then cannot be any more than their superintendent. That puts us below the average, supervisor. So in our alignment, it goes down from there. And I can't complain. I never have about what we're making this and that. But as far as we talk about spending our money, I just want to replace myself as a superintendent or as a supervisor. And I think it's great we're having this conversation, because it does put some good ideas out there. But
well, I don't think that's necessarily a discussion that we're against having.
Peru has that today, but they're actually almost like an independent organization sub to the city. So it's just a different structure. But they still have utility board. Right. And they still have their own board, like RMC has.
Yeah.
It's just they become more independent than joint.
How far do we go with that, and then what is really our responsibility as government? Because we're looking at the possibility of having a utility rate board, bringing that back into place, and then we got this board possibly going on, and we got, just falling, all spread out.
Yeah. Well, and I do think that is a discussion that we need to have at some point. But I do want to kind of get back to the main. I don't mean to blow you off, right? But I do kind of want to get back to the main point, because I know that everyone has stuff to do today. So I want to try to get back to the main topic here, and I guess just kind of get the. I mean, I've kind of heard the opinions, but just kind of come to some kind of conclusion for Sean, so that he can prepare and plan for whatever.
This is a public.
Okay.
I'm just curious. Well, I just echo what I said earlier. Look forward and let's see what kind of candidates we get, and that will help put you up on the board, drawing out what option A, option B, option C.
I don't think.
suggestion that he move ahead in hiring and replacing himself, we'll say. And then once that individual is hired, that it would be a situation where he would, you know, basically come back to the utility board and say, this, I think, is the structure that we're, that we need to use based on the personality that we have. And is that what you're kind of saying, Walt?
I'd like to see about your business structure design prior to hiring. I'm just saying, you get down to your final candidate. Just kind of say, for this candidate, here's what I can do.
And I'm okay with that, which was kind of our discussion we had before. Let's just move forward and place him. If we get that candidate, we can be strong enough, let's blow this thing up.
We'll see what. The other thing I'd like to throw on the table and then run over. It takes time to certify and go on. We know we got one coming due in regards to vacancies.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Sorry, yes.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I know.
I'm just saying, we got to light the bullet sometime. Either Ron's going to leave, Smith's going to leave. If our staff, I mean, as I made the comment to you, sometimes we get too many cheese in the
oven.
Okay. And I'm saying, hey, we need to bring a lineman on. At the same time, replace Sean, Michael, the promotion squad. And we know that.
I've had that discussion already with a couple of Larry and a couple other guys that we need to start looking. My thought was, I didn't want to buy off more than I could do, being that I'm still a supervisor, not even a superintendent yet. But I agree with you 100% that this would be a good time to consider that.
But it may not, and maybe it's just, you know, a candidate may just stand out for now. Take advantage of the opportunity while we're out there looking. Let's broaden our look.
If we get a candidate for the superintendent or supervisor position that is interested in also being in line, consider it free.
Yeah, because you've had plenty of people that we've hired within to your department.
Ireland.
You may have somebody
to do it for Mark 3.
Park department or somewhere else.
Before that, it was the county. The county or whatever we got. So,
I agree. I think you're going to be surprised at how many.
I've already had interest, so I wouldn't be opposed to either starting that search as well.
That'd be my
recommendation.
Well, I don't necessarily have a problem with doing that. I just want to make sure that.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. The only thing that I guess I would say, and I'm a little cautious about, I don't know.
It's probably that.
That's okay.
I need to turn your fan on. He was working on
a racer.
The fan.
See, that's what
it
that
is.
One was off too, yeah.
Well, I know they were working on it yesterday.
Yeah. The only thing I want to make sure we're cautious about is, you know, if what happens if Steve doesn't leave in the next year or two? You know, and I think it is a valid possibility. Or I mean, I think it's more of a high probability that he'll be leaving soon. And so I don't have a problem with starting to look. I agree it's going to take some time to get someone up to that point. I'm just playing devil's advocate here and saying, okay, what if someone steps in from an REMC or from another electric utility comes in? He's ready to go day one. It adds alignment, and then do we? I don't think it's necessarily.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, right.
Trained in a different environment.
Well, the other positive thing is we picked up South Oak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got people on call, you got more coverage and support. So we've grown our territory.
Right.
We haven't grown our staff.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, to me, there's positive support issues. If he doesn't leave, then we've got a bonus till he does. And I don't mean that negative, sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, until somebody changes, go into retirement or say goodbye,
we'll have an extra lineman program.
As long as they don't get comfortable with having that extra person.
Well, that's where that's where we go back and say, look for the root cause here. You know, yeah, don't put it in, you know, the root problem.
And our agreement with Whitley is coming to be up soon.
Yes.
They were going to ask us, and I know there are companies spoke with me, if he's interested in us continuing, they've been very happy with what we provided.
Before we make a decision going forward on South Whitley, I think something that may be helpful, Rosie probably can get this for us, but is to kind of get an account of, and you guys hop over together, but man hours working in Whitley, how much money we've made per se off of Whitley versus, you know, maybe opportunity lost in Columbia City. So those are some things that we'll need going forward, but in regards to the main concern, I think you have consensus to kind of move forward. Do you need an official vote on that, I guess? I mean, I think we're just kind of saying
no,
go forward.
For one thing, or
both?
Or I mean,
I would think applications for both doesn't mean we have to vote.
For a supervisor or...
And it's probably the same type of thing that Tim did of saying, you know, we have one full-time position open, but we also have some reserves open. Check if you'd like to be considered for both.
So we have the post for them.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's why I think you're right.
So then they're going to start asking questions of it. What's this for? And then he's going to have to start answering all sorts of questions.
And that's fine.
My
answer would be we're going to have at least one, if not two, retire with it. Process of training alignment takes 4 to 5 years,
but
we need to start now.
Yeah. Again, I mean, this is a common response, but you've got 6 guys, each of them got 4 weeks vacation. I don't think long that all of a sudden this guy is off, and now I'm down 5, and all of a sudden this guy is off for,
yeah.
You know.
Best time to reason like where it was me and one guy.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the potential is there.
Yeah. And that's happened just recently. Yeah.
So, okay. And the other thing is, it's actually a good title as an upgrade to safety because you don't have people out there, not the right amount of personnel.
I agree with that, but he wants something done. If there's nobody there, just go do it. And I'm like, you can't. You gotta be careful.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But yeah, I think that's a good one too. Like you said, we're looking for supervisor.
Okay. Thank you all for attending today. We will call the meeting again.